Can you talk specifically about the technology and what the challenges were when you began looking at this?
In starting this, we spent more than 2 years in the laboratory before doing a single clinical correlation experiment. Again, the concept was we needed to bring the same rigor that's used in drug development and in drug manufacturing to the development of diagnostics. Imagine what it would be like if everybody could make up a little Herceptin on their lab bench. There'd be no way that we could bring quality drug development to patients. And yet, in the area of assays, it's been fine for everybody to put an assay together, run it in their own lab, report the results, and then we shouldn't be surprised that there's more confusion than light.
So can you talk then more about sort of the clinical strategy to test this as things move forward?
To develop Oncotype DX, after standardizing the assay technology, we did a series of studies first to identify the genes that might matter, and then large independent trials with major academic and cooperative groups to actually show indeed that the clinical test is valid. In other words, that you could rely on the recurrence scores providing critical information to guide adjuvant treatment decisions.
Now, you focused, at least to this point in breast cancer, on women with node-negative and ER-positive tumors. What was the thinking there?
We talked to surgeons, we talked to oncologists, we talked to pathologists from the very beginning, and we talked to breast cancer advocates and survivors and asked them, what were the most challenging issues to you? One of the things we heard from everybody was that we need to do better for that group of women who have initially a favorable diagnosis, that they have negative nodes and that their tumor is ER positive. Well, again, how aggressive should we be? Can we do a better job identifying the individuals who need more aggressive treatment and perhaps do a better job identifying the individuals who would do best, for example, with hormonal therapy alone? With regard to node negative estrogen receptor positive tumors, we tend to treat those patients as if they're all the same. Our clinical experience tells us that clearly they're not. So why do we do that? We treat them as if they're all the same because we're not yet smart enough to know which factors would help us treat them as individuals. And so that was the focus and the goal of Oncotype DX development, to identify a test that could better identify the differences between individuals so that we could individualize their care.
When I first heard about this and the fact that you were focusing on that subset, it made so much sense because, as you say, you ask oncologists, what's the most vexing question in breast cancer, certainly in the adjuvant setting? It's whether to use chemotherapy in a, quote, low-risk patient where you already have another tool, specifically hormone therapy. And that's also a very, very common, probably the most common subset, because of mammography, we know most women have negative nodes, 2/3 or so have ER-positive tumors. And oncologists are always scratching their heads, particularly in the smaller tumors, about whether to offer the women chemotherapy. So can you talk about the specific clinical trials or clinical studies that you did and the sequence of them and what you looked at?
We got advice early on from both surgeons as well as oncologists that we needed to focus not only on the likelihood of recurrence for this group of women, but also on the likelihood of chemotherapy response. An ideal test, an optimal test, would give us information on both recurrence as well as the likelihood of treatment response. Well, to do that, we did first a set of training studies in which we explored a large number of candidate genes. These were the best ideas that came from the literature as well as from microarray experiments. And we took an approach of having the data tell us which genes are most important as measured by technology. And out of those three studies in 447 women, we identified a set of 21 genes to take on for validation. Those 21 genes are the Oncotype DX genes, they're 16 cancer-related genes, and 5 reference genes.